Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And just excuse me for a minute.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you for being back in the house one more time.
Yes.
And the Lord just blessed us to see another Women's Day on this morning.
That's right.
Thank the Lord for all the women that are being here with us.
Amen.
So on this morning, so blessed and give the Lord name the praise.
Right.
So there are no formalities. I know some churches you go to, there's a lot of stuff going on for Women's Day. We're just women in white, and we're praising Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Women that love Jesus. That's all. Thank you, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord that for the mind he gives us, that to come in and just bless his name, our understanding of truly what his word is.
Right.
You know, when you get a true understanding of who Jesus is, and, you know, get to know him, you know, in the power of his resurrection through salvation, you know, and begin to seek after him. You know, we understand what it is all about. You know, it's not just the form or the flesh or anything like that. We just come in with our hearts and minds on him. And we want to bless his name, you know, give him all that he has truly given us. We know we can't give him all, but we come close to it, you know, with our service, with our mind, and everything that we do for the Lord Jesus Christ. And truly said, we love him on this morning. I thank the Lord for everything. Like I said, I honor my pastor, my husband. Once again, so just for the opportunity to stand and say, just say something for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, we've been talking a lot this weekend about the potter. I am the clay, we are the clay, and Jesus is the potter, the giver of life. And that was our theme this year, and the scripture was coming from, excuse me, Isaiah 64 and verse 8. Excuse me. And I'm just going to read that. And it says, "For now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are the clay. And thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hand."
Yes.
And all week long, you know, we've been just preparing and trying to get an understanding of our position as the people of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understanding that we are the clay and Jesus is the potter.
Right.
He is the one that's making us. He is the one that's working with us.
Yes.
He is the one that's doing what he does in our lives. And we just have to be the clay.
Right.
If anybody, you know, you had an experience, you've seen clay just sits there.
Yep.
It does nothing, you know, but it's ready to be used whenever necessary. We have to, like the little Play-Doh, I thought about the children yesterday, they had a little ball playing with Play-Doh, and we were with the clay, you know, and it said how you just take the clay, and it gave a definition of what clay is, and how, you know, you have to keep where you are, stay soft, and usable by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that's what we want. We want to have it where we're able to be bent. We're able to be coiled. We're able to be twined up. All kind of ways Jesus sees fit to do us.
Yes.
We want to be able to be used by him.
Right.
Like you said, but I was telling the saints yesterday, we do it, but you don't want to break.
Right.
I don't want to be broken.
Right.
Like you said, if I break, that means he got to put me to the side.
Yep.
But as long as I stay wet, he's allowing me to keep throwing that water on, which may be my little trials, whatever come my way, and he just keep working with me. Even on the wheel, just keep swirling me around, like Evangelist Wilkerson was saying. As long as he can make a shape. It was beautiful to see the kids, how they watched the video. It started off as nothing, but as long as he kept working with it, it turned into this beautiful vase that he was able to put up on his shelf.
Right.
And like I said, we want to be able to see that in our lives, because we have to understand that we're only here to be used for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
okay.
Right.
So today, you know, I kind of want to talk about the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know,
right.
He gives us mercy.
Right.
You know, and it kind of been staying in my mind. I talked with one of the saints while I was down in Maryland. You know, and, you know, something I myself have been kind of tossing around in my mind. You know, you kind of try to understand certain things in your mind. You know, and then you have to, at some point, just say, it's not for me to understand. You know, and it's just for Jesus to work out.
Right.
You see the whoever, maybe a person or a thing or whatever, and you see whatever's going on in their lives, what happened, and you just like, it doesn't make sense. You know, but then you have to just learn how to fall back, because I'm not Jesus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we have to understand the mercy of what Jesus does in our lives.
Right.
The mercy
that
the Lord gives us, each and every one of us. And everybody, even our, you know, with ourselves, we have to understand the mercy and the power of Jesus Christ. The word grace I have is Jesus' unmerited favor that he shows to us, the undeserving man.
Right.
That is what we wake up and see each and every day. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing we have done, nothing we have said, like we were told this morning, not the works. You think just because we come that it's okay? Like, so we're just going to make it right on in? No. It says it's an unmerited favor, and it's shown to me an undeserving man. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience in the garden. Like he said, we were all born in sin. That scripture, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
And 5:12 says, and because of one man's disobedience, that sin entered into the world, and death by sin.
Right.
And because of that, sin passed upon each and every one of us.
Right.
Okay? So we have to understand, yes, we are in a position where we are undeserving.
Right.
Regardless of whether we receive his presence or not, we are still undeserving.
Right.
And I still need the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ to exist each and every day.
Right.
Because like I said, every now and then, that part of me that's down on the inside, that sinful nature, that Adamic man, it rises up every now and then. And I need the mercy of Jesus to speak over my life so it'll give me another day.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus, where I can wake up and see another day.
Right.
You know, mercy, and the definition of mercy is compassion.
Yes.
Or pity within, or when someone is in within power,
it's
to punish.
Right.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
He is the only one that's within power, has the power to punish anybody.
Yes.
Okay? You know, like I was telling you, my situation, you know, and I was sharing with the saint, and, you know, and I thank the Lord because it was like a, sort of like a light came on, or a revelation, you know, what he was just saying. It's just the mercy of Jesus. And I was like, you are so right. Because I had been tossing that thing in my mind, and, you know, you look at me like, but Jesus, I know your word says this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this over here is not adding up,
right.
You know, with the light. I was
right.
Like, what is happening? And when I heard the person say, it's just a mercy, I said, you are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I had to say to myself, you have to fall back. And I said, you have to just tell Jesus, I don't understand, and it's not for me to understand, but I bow in humble submission to what you're doing.
What you are
because
doing.
You are the only one
that
is able to, within power or authority, to punish and grant or grant us mercy.
Right.
Like I said, he hardeneth, or he either give us mercy, one or the other, okay?
Yep.
So we're going to move along. Let's go to Romans 9. And I'm going to read a couple of verses, 14 through 26. And I'm going to kind of stay there today a little bit. Okay. Romans 9. And it says 14 through 26. And it reads, one second. What shall we say then? Say, is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
Right.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy.
Yep.
And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Right.
So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Yep.
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose, have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
That's right.
Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, and whom he will he hardeneth.
Yep.
Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he find fault?
Right.
For who hath resisted his will?
Right.
Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me this way or thus?
Right.
That hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?
Right.
What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering, thank you, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said also in OC, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. You know, and I thank the Lord, I said, because of this passage, even though, you know, we've been talking about the potter and the clay, you know, this part here also breaks down that part about the potter and the clay. Says, well, you know, understanding your position, and Elder Scudder even talked about it yesterday, your perspective of things, you know, where we are in our lives. You know, in the scriptures, even though it started at verse 14, it kind of started off talking about, ask the question, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? It says God forbid.
Right.
You know, and how it started off in the earlier scriptures is talking about Esau and Jacob. You know how the Lord said, as it is written, he hated Esau, Jacob he loved, and the elder shall serve the younger. And naturally in your mind, and I know I did, so why is that? Well, I don't understand why we have such a thing. You know, is he unrighteous? You know, like the scripture says, is God unrighteous? And it says, no, he is not. Like he says, that's a natural question that we will ask. But he says he wants all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Jesus loves everybody. But what does he hate is sin. He hates the disregard for himself. He hates the unappreciation for what you give, what he gives us. Like he said, those things he does not like or he does not appreciate. Okay? And it says here, receiving Jesus' mercy is not because of anything we do. Like in verse 16, it is not for those that willeth, not for them that run. Like it says, even when we think we're at our best state, Jesus says we're still vain. Even in our best state, you know, in our mind, something goes wrong in our mind. And he said, this is why we can never look down on anybody. And thank you. Because we need the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I can do all day long, you know, whatever, but I still need mercy coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells me all my righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. I don't care how much I try to do. Some people may say, well, I'm born in sin, but I don't sin. I don't do this. I don't do that. Well, he says we're all born in. And because of the nature of that sinner, I could sit you over in a corner by yourself, and you could fold your hands and smile, and the devil right on through. You understand? That's the nature we have. And because of that, we need mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't look at nobody else and talk about what it is that they're doing. I just got to focus on Jesus. You know. You understand. But I got to worry about myself. What's coming through Tawana's mind? Thank you, Jesus. What is Tawana saying out of her mouth? What is Tawana doing? Where is Tawana going? I need his mercy. Why? Because I understand Jesus is the only one that's able to punish. He's the only one that can grant me mercy. I got to understand my state. Hallelujah. I'm in a state that I was born in sin. Nothing I do will make me be deserving. Okay? I can do all I want to do, but nothing will ever put me in that state. I'm saved. Hallelujah. But Jesus, hallelujah, the damned nature is still there. Thank you, Lord. And I need his mercy. And I need his grace every single day. Hallelujah. To come across me each and every day to bless my mind. Thank you, Jesus. And it says here also, it says we have to learn how to overcome this thing each and every day.
Right.
Verse 17 and 18 goes on to say, talks about Pharaoh. And it says here in verse 17, it says, for the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same person have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Right.
And he says he hardens who he wants, and he shows mercy to who he wants.
Right.
Like you said, I thought about Pharaoh. I said, Pharaoh had an opportunity.
Yes,
the Lord was trying to give him mercy. He told Moses, go tell Pharaoh what?
Let my people go.
Yes. That's your opportunity.
That's your opportunity.
Like you said, Pharaoh sit up there and I don't want to. I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And the Lord said, okay, well, I'm a heart in heart.
Right.
Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
You don't appreciate when you get the opportunity.
Yep.
You know, I understand that Jesus is showing me mercy.
Right.
Every day I say something out, I act a certain way. It's the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He had an opportunity. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But the Lord said, I'm a heart in your heart. Hallelujah. That my name may be glorified. People are going to talk about me for years to come and see what I did because of disobedience.
Right.
What I did because of unappreciation.
Right.
He hardened his heart.
Yes,
and because of that, Pharaoh, his child died.
Yep.
All those plagues came because, like you said, because we think we're going up against. No, we're going against a holy God.
Right.
This God is not going to play with us. Like you said, when he tells us something to do, he wants you to do it. Hallelujah. You know, that's why I say I had to learn the lesson. How to learn how to fall back.
Yeah.
Somebody, that life may not do what I think it should be doing.
Right.
But the Lord knows.
Right.
He knows the heart and mind of each and every one of us.
Does.
We know our own heart and our own mind.
Yep.
And when I look at it, I may say, no, that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that shouldn't be. I'm not the one to judge.
Right.
I cannot, hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus said he is the only one
the
that judges.
One.
But take notice of this. He knows your heart and he knows your mind.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Just because he said the Lord know my heart, know my mind. Yeah, he giving you mercy.
Right.
But he also gives you a thing called time.
Yes. Yep.
And like you said, after a while you keep showing him, I don't appreciate what you're doing. You know how you say, you may not say it verbally, but your actions, you're showing it.
Yep.
Hallelujah. He tell you to get down in the water.
Yep.
He said, come up walking high in the newness of life.
Yep.
And I take it upon myself, well, I'm going to do it this way. And I'm going to do it that way. Okay. Well, yeah, you may wake up another day and see another day.
Right.
That's mercy.
Yep.
But you better understand. Like you said, time is going to run out after a while. He's not going to continue to show mercy over and over and over again.
Yep.
He is a just God.
Yes,
that's why the beginning scripture say, is Jesus unrighteous? No, he's
not.
Because in the natural eye, I would look at Esau and Jacob and say, yeah, that's a little unfair because he's the oldest one and he the younger one and why isn't that? But the Jesus said, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Like I said, and I need to understand what my position is. That I am in a position where I need mercy.
Right.
I need the mercy and I need grace from the Lord Jesus Christ here. And it says here how Pharaoh was, he said his heart was hardened.
Yeah.
And as Jesus said, I'm going to perform this thing so people can see my power.
Yep.
And they can declare my name in all the earth.
Yep.
And it says Jesus does the same. He allows us to experience his mercy.
Yes.
But he will also harden our heart with no mind of appreciation.
Yes,
okay.
He will.
And like I said, this is why we have to continue to pray. We were admonished at Sunday school this morning. You got to fast.
Yep.
And we got to pray.
Right.
This thing on us and in us is a no good thing.
It's
no good.
No
hallelujah.
Good.
I don't care how much we dress it up.
Yep.
We can make it beautiful. Hallelujah. It can be white as the snow.
Yep.
We got all our white on today. We can go out and just glisten all in the sun.
Yep.
But it's still a no good thing.
And
on the inside, it's still no good. Hallelujah. You see people dressed up and they be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll still just cuss you out.
Right.
And you be like, what in the world?
Yeah.
It's like, it's in us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's
hallelujah.
True.
That thing is down there and I got to understand when I wake up.
Yeah.
I need him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Show me mercy, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's why each and every day we got to assess how do we conduct ourselves during that day.
Right.
Be true to yourself.
True to
what
yourself.
Did you say?
Yep.
If you didn't say it, what did you think?
Right.
That's the most important thing in your mind.
Right.
And if you find it something there, Jesus, help me.
Help me.
He said, I'm the clay,
help
Lord.
Me,
help me, Jesus.
Yep.
You're trying
help
to make me.
Lord,
but this thing on the inside is trying to fight against me. Hallelujah.
Right.
This fleshly part of me, hallelujah,
that
don't want no part to do with Jesus.
Right.
Yet. If you mess around and keep allowing your flesh to take control, you go to hell.
You go
that's where
to
we
hell.
Go. We're going to be eternally
that's
separated
right.
from Jesus
that's
and
it's going to be in hell, Father.
Right.
And it's going to be in conscious suffering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I got to understand, as I said, a lot of people that come in, we get saved, and we have a mind to seek them. But you don't understand that mercy. Hallelujah. That mercy is trying to help you.
Right.
Get yourself together.
Get yourself together.
Not just the seekers, the saints too. Right. Get to Jesus.
Right.
Stay with Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because
right.
I'm not going to continue always with this
right.
stuff
right.
that you do. That's why we say we look ourselves over.
Yeah.
Jesus, am I walking upright?
Yeah.
Jesus, am I thinking right,
right.
Lord?
Right.
All the things come upon me in my life.
Yep.
Am I responding the right way?
Right.
Hallelujah. And yeah, that's why Tawan had to assess herself the other day. I said, yeah, let me go on back to my sister and say, yes, I apologize.
Yeah.
Because that thing might not have came out right. Hallelujah.
Right.
You mean well, but that
right.
devil gets
yep.
in there.
Yep.
And he said, yep. cause what? Confusion.
Confusion.
And division. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and my God is not a God of confusion.
No,
hallelujah.
No,
He's a God of peace,
yes,
hallelujah.
He
and he says that's what he wants for us,
yes,
is peace.
Right.
That's what he wants for us, is because did Pharaoh have to die? No,
right.
he did not. Like
he
said,
right.
he had an opportunity.
He had an opportunity.
When he stand there and said, now is the time.
Yep.
Right.
When you need to come in and be saved,
yep.
hallelujah.
Yep.
We ought to get up, hallelujah.
Get up.
And you
yep.
know you're not right,
yep.
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on to Jesus,
God,
hallelujah,
Lord,
and be
Jesus.
Saved, hallelujah. Why? Because like Pharaoh, the door
Jesus.
Is going to close.
Yes,
he's going to harden your heart.
Yep.
He said you're going to be somewhere you ain't going to realize
yeah.
what took place,
yep.
hallelujah.
Yep.
And God forbid if you
yep.
should die out there.
Yep.
He
yep.
says the thief cometh not to do what, but
kill,
to steal,
kill,
to kill and destroy.
Yep.
If I don't understand and appreciate
yep.
what he's doing for me every day,
yep.
hallelujah. Yes, I could come in here and tote my little Bible.
Yep.
And I say, yes, Jesus is good and I've seen.
Yep.
But my heart is wrong.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why he tells us you are vanity.
Yep.
You're all together in your best day. We are
all
nothing
together.
In the outside
right.
of Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we can never lift ourselves up
right.
to a holy God.
Right.
We need his mercy.
Yes,
so I can talk with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can commune with him.
Yes.
And I can come boldly to him
yes.
at this altar and say,
yes.
Lord, whatever it is,
yes.
fix my mind.
Yes.
Whatever it is I'm thinking
yes.
should
yes.
be.
Yes.
And I know I'm not you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Help me to humble myself.
Yes.
Help me to learn obedience
yes.
and submission, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because like you say, he can move me out
yes.
the way.
Yes.
And he'll put somebody else
yes.
right here.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
that has a mind to want to serve him. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We're going to keep going.
Jesus.
And it says, verse 19, it says, and we'll begin to say, why does he find fault?
Oh, yeah.
Who resisted his will?
Yep.
And I said it to myself. This is what my question was. Why don't you see the fault, Lord?
Right.
That's what we'll get into.
Yep.
We see the people out in the world or those
right.
that come in here and don't
yep.
get a mind.
Yep.
We start saying, don't you see they ain't
yep.
living right?
Yep.
Don't you
yep.
see they doing this and doing that? And it says here they are resisting his will.
Yep.
That's what I kind of said. They're not doing what you say do.
Jesus.
You know, and the Lord, like you said, see, we don't know the mind of the Lord Jesus
That's
Christ.
Right.
I don't know
right.
if that person I see, their life may not be adding
right.
up.
Yep.
But I don't know their cry when
right.
they go home.
Yep.
I don't know what they're telling
That's
the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's why I can't put myself on a pedestal.
No,
say,
no,
I'm
no,
a judge.
No,
no, I'm not.
No,
because he
not.
Needs to show me something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
When I get in that position, yes, I need to humble myself.
Because
I'm looking at somebody else, and I need him to look at me.
Jesus.
I don't know his thoughts.
Jesus.
I don't know his ways.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. And Jesus Christ, you said he is a holy God.
Yes,
I thought about Jonah. I said, you know, I said, Jonah,
yep.
you know how he ran from Jesus.
Yep.
And all the time we forget, the Lord shows us mercy.
Yes, he does.
And we'll begin to look at us.
Yep.
And see what they're doing. I don't look at myself.
Right.
You know, like you said, Jonah, how he ran from Jesus.
Yes, he did.
And he got out there in that ocean, and that
yes.
fish came and
swallowed
him up.
Yep.
He down here in this belly for 3 days.
Yep.
And he began to cry, Lord,
yep.
help me.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We wait till stuff come up on us, and
then
we want to start crying
yes.
to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But nevertheless,
yep.
he showed him mercy.
He
let the fish do what? Spew him out
yep.
on the land. And
he
go to Nineveh like I told you to go.
He
said,
yep.
yeah, I'm going to go, Nathan. But the Lord, he done put something on me. I'm going to go. He the one that can punish me. I'm not going to play with him. I'm going to go. And he go over there, and he said, the Lord said, if you don't turn from your ways, I'm going to burn this city down. And the people begin to turn, to repent. And the Lord changed, he repented. He said, I'm not going to do it. Jonah said back, well, what do you mean you're not going to do it? Paul is out of dead, or come over here. He forgot. Hallelujah. Jesus could have destroyed his life. Hallelujah. But he was disobedient. Hallelujah. He didn't understand the mercy. Thank you, Jesus. He was being shown how he had the privilege to be able to go and share the word. Hallelujah. With somebody else. Hallelujah. He said, we forget things. Thank you, Jesus. We get in this body and we get caught up in what we're doing and think we the most to say the least sometimes. You forget. It's about the mercy of Jesus. It's by his mercy. I can do anything at all. I can breathe. What is that? Live and have my being. Thank you, Jesus. I gotta stay humble before him. Thank you, Jesus. And say once again to us, thank you, Jesus. I was saying how you may see someone may not look like they serving them wholeheartedly. And we gotta learn this thing. Like I said, I may not be serving them wholeheartedly. You know, not even think about saints. You know, but some of us before we even came in the church.
Right.
You know how Jesus showed mercy to us then. You know, a lot of time I hear the saints say they did this and they did that. And they did this and they did that, but then what? The Lord gave you a mind. You came in, right? And you changed your mind, so I don't want to do it no more. So that's why I can't look at my other brother over there or them out there. You this, and you that, and you over here, and you over there. Like you said, because I need to have an understanding mind. Jesus showed me mercy. I got to show the same mercy.
I got to show the same mercy.
Hallelujah. As long as their heart is still what?
Soft.
And they still want to stay up on that wheel and be molded. Hallelujah. Who am I to come along and say, no, you're not fit. No, you ain't no good. You get on out of here. You don't belong here with us. No, Jesus is the merciful God. And I thank him, saints. I thank him for it. Hallelujah. And it says here, verse 20, we cannot. It said, focus. It said, why hast thou made me thus? I'll begin to say those things. Why did you do this?
Right.
Why is it this way? I don't understand it. And I don't understand that. And like you said, we get many situations we get caught up in. You know, like you said, we get stuck in some things and we may begin to say, I don't understand. Why is it this way? But I can't question the Lord. Me and Deacon was talking this morning. He's all you got. You just keep walking. And you keep asking the Lord to help.
That's
all you can do.
That's it.
Things going to come on them situations all around. They coming out of nowhere. I started naming mine this morning. My jaw. My health. My ankle bone. My Bell's palsy. My diabetes. All of these things I cannot say to the partner. As the rest of the scriptures say, Why did you do this? I didn't want to be created this way. A lot of us, we got pain. We done had all kind of little things happening in our lives. But I can't go to him and, I don't understand, and I don't want to do this. No. This is what the potter did.
I'm
the clay. Close your mouth before Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your mouth. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus, to go through. Help me with it. Hallelujah. Family members. I don't know what it could be. Anything. Bills. All kind of stuff. People just mean all everywhere. You say, help me, Jesus. Close my mouth. Hallelujah. Help me humble myself. God, get to this altar and tell him all about it. Because he's the only one, that Jesus is mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah. He knows how to give that. Hallelujah. I can't do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Minister Reynolds, or Elder Reynolds said yesterday, greater is he that's what?
In
me than he that is in the world. I have to learn how to appreciate the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to mean it from the bottom of your heart.
You find
looking at other people sideways and say, Jesus, touch my mind.
Right.
Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. But these are your people. You say, I bring who I want to bring, and I send who I want to bring. I give mercy to who I want, and I pardon who I want. I'm God. Hallelujah. And your job is to kneel down.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And it says, keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 22 and 24. And I love this. This part, I laugh. I said, Lord Jesus. It says here in 22 to 24, it says, what if Jesus, willing to show his right.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Right.
The Lord got some power there.
Yes, he does.
Some of this stuff he's allowed us to go through, we just feel like it's not going to ever go away.
Right.
I'm like, Lord, have mercy.
Right.
And you just sit there and you're like, Jesus, yes, help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, but it's the mercy that
carries you through. It's mercy.
You done heard all the testimonies in here.
Yep.
And the Lord, I'm going through this.
Yeah.
And I'm going through that. Yep. Like you said, but I thought about this scripture. It says, what if Jesus willing to show his wrath?
Yep.
And to make his power known.
Right.
That he endured what? Much long suffering with those vessels of wrath.
Yep.
They were fit to destruction.
They were fit to destruction.
He is up there on the cross dying.
Yep.
And I said, they down there, all how Jesus is. And you say, you God, look at you, come on down.
Jesus.
These are vessels that were fit for destruction.
Right.
They had no mind to turn. Hallelujah.
Right.
They thought they were doing something, so they put him up there.
Jesus.
And put nails in his hands.
Jesus.
Put nails in his feet.
Jesus.
Speared him in the side.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord,
he said they were fit, but he said he endured
long
suffering. He took it all for him. Hallelujah. For us, saints. Like you said, that's why I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He took a lot for us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and it says here, but what if he allowed his wrath to come?
Right.
And it's verse 23.
Yep.
And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy.
That's right.
It says, which he had afore prepared unto glory. He could have easily turned that thing around.
Yeah.
Right. Like you said, those that were fit for hell, you go. And you go right now. That's where you go. You are vessels of destruction.
Yes.
You have no mind to do.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. But it says, even us whom he have called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles.
Right.
I thank him.
Right.
I said, because this is here, this is Israel.
Right.
He said he came unto his own and his own what?
Received
him not. But to them that received him, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. That's us.
Yes,
I thank him. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
I thank him. Yes, I am a Gentile today. Hallelujah. I'm a Gentile with a mind to serve him. I'm a Gentile with a mind to understand the mercy of my holy God. Hallelujah. And that I cannot just offer him anything.
Right.
That I'm no good. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And it says here, as he has also said, I will call them my people who were not my people.
Right.
That was us that one time.
Right.
He said, before he hung up on the cross and before we knew him, like you said, he came and died for us.
Yes,
he said he came and gave himself for us
Jesus.
So that we could be his people.
Yes.
We weren't his people from the beginning.
Right.
Jews were.
Right.
But we are the people, hallelujah, a people that wasn't his people.
Right.
A beloved that is wasn't his beloved.
Right.
And said, we're going to come to pass and we're going to be called. They're the children of God. We're going to be called the children of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We are a part of him now,
right.
But we look forward to that day.
Yes.
He's going to call the saints.
Yes.
He's going to call us one day,
yes,
saints, and
we
got to be ready. You know, like you said, well, how do I do this thing?
Yep. Yep.
How do I get a part of this message?
Jesus.
How do I take a part of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
And it says here how I got to take a part of that plan of salvation.
Yes, we do.
We were talking about it on this morning.
Yeah.
Like you said, when people sit up and, you know, we got to come and understand, and we talk about it in doctrinal class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said to step with faith. I got to first approach him with faith.
Yeah.
Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it's impossible
to
please God. When you say he that comes to him must first believe
that
he is.
Yes, Jesus.
And that he's a reward of those that seek him.
Diligent.
I can't come in here with my mind no other place.
Right.
I got to understand he showed me mercy.
Right.
So when I get there and I hear what I need to hear, I need to understand Jesus Christ is God.
Yes.
How he told me through the scriptures, he's God.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Verse 3:16 says, without controversy, there's no debate.
Right.
That great is the mystery of godliness.
Yep.
Jesus Christ was manifested, God was manifested in the flesh.
Yes,
he was justified in the spirit.
Yep. Right.
He was seen of angels. The angels had never seen God before.
Right.
But they saw him in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
He said he was preached on in the world. He was received
up
into glory. Hallelujah. understanding of love. Take John 1 and 14. In the John 1 and 1.
Yeah.
In the beginning
was the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
Right.
Jesus, what is that? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke this world into existence.
Yes, it says,
in the beginning was the Word.
Yep.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was what?
Was God.
Yep. But 14 said the Word became what?
Flesh.
Hallelujah. And gave himself a name. Hallelujah. He called himself Jesus. Hallelujah. He said the Word became flesh.
Right.
And he dwelt among us.
Right.
He said God is a spirit. How do I know? He's there. He's a spirit.
Right.
I can't see him. Hallelujah. But he came in the flesh.
Yes, he did.
And he showed me himself.
Yes, he did.
He showed me who he was. His name is Jesus.
Yes, it is.
His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I think to myself, we got to understand, there are no three gods.
No.
It's only one God.
Isaiah said,
look unto me. God said, look unto me and be ye saved.
There's no other God.
None else. Hallelujah. But wait, over in the New Testament, it told me what? And unto you was born this day.
Right.
A Savior in the city of David, that which is Christ the Lord. Psalm 22 said, know ye not that the Lord,
He is what?
God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
So there's only one.
Yes.
There's only one God. And we know he said, Jesus, I know the name of
today. I know the name.
It said Jesus was talking, as you said, over in Nicodemus.
Yes.
John 8 and 3 and 5.
Right.
And said Nicodemus came to him.
Yes.
He said, I know that you are a teacher come from God. How can you do these things?
Yep.
Like you said, here he is. He's supposed to be religious and well-known.
Yes.
And know all these things. But this one, he couldn't get this.
He couldn't understand it.
He said, Jesus opened your mind. We be trying to do fleshly things sometimes.
Yes.
But it takes Jesus to open our mind. How can I be born again?
Right.
He says, you got to be born again. And said, unless you be born again, in verse 3, you can't see the kingdom.
Right.
But God said, unless you're born of the what?
Water and the spirit,
you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We talked about that water and the spirit.
Right.
And that's baptism in his name.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have him here today, but I got the name
that
represents the blood.
I got the name that represents the blood.
And I need the blood on me.
Yeah.
This is why I need his mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm walking around. Hallelujah. And that is God told us one time before. He said, you be doing things and I need the blood to stand up for me.
Right.
And say, have mercy, Jesus.
Have
hallelujah. Have mercy on her. Hallelujah.
Yes,
have mercy. Forgive her, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Touch her mouth.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I need the blood to cover
me.
Thanks, hallelujah.
Yes.
We need the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And not only that, I got to get to this altar.
Yes.
I need the power,
which
is the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Yes. And it only comes, like we talked about with Peter. When he preached that first sermon, he said, hallelujah, and it shall come to pass.
Yep.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Those people saw them walking around praising the name of Jesus.
Right.
They were giving praise out of their mouth. Hallelujah. They were speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God.
Right.
Ain't no other. They wasn't making it up.
No.
They wasn't saying, eat, come on, whatever.
Right.
But you can do it if you try and try real hard.
Yep.
The devil has you say a whole bunch of stuff. But listen here.
Right.
He said, when you call on the name of Jesus, he gives you his spirit.
He gives
and you are speaking a language.
Yep.
When you will commune with him, and he'll commune with you.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
That's what they were doing. They were praising him. And they were giving him all the praise. Because they understood Jesus is the only God. They've only gotten his name with Jesus.
Yes.
He was able to save their soul. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yep.
And they begin to call on him.
Jesus.
They begin to stay up in that upper room and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it said, suddenly, out of nowhere, that sound came like a much rushing mighty wind.
And
filled the house.
Yes.
It ain't leave no stone unturned.
Right.
Everybody in there.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's
God said, all you gotta do is put your mind on it.
Right.
And he'll bless you. Hallelujah.
There's
no excuse. You can walk out of here the same way you came in. Thank you. Put your mind on it. He'll elevate your mind. Hallelujah. He can save you while you're sitting in the seat. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right,
oh, he's get hold to the name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You said they begin to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
They went outside and began to talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, they drunk.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, we ain't drunk.
Right.
We just love Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, but this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
See, you all thought you were doing something. You put him up on the cross.
Crucified.
And you crucified him.
Yeah.
He's the only God.
He the
and
only
he told
God.
You.
Yeah.
He tried to tell you he's
yep.
God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
But you didn't want to hear him.
Yep.
And they said, oh, Lord, what do we do?
Yeah.
How do we fix this
How
thing?
Can we fix
That's when he came in Acts 2:38.
Yeah.
Repent
yeah.
for what you did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's what we got to do. Repent.
Yep. Repent.
Understand the mercy.
Yes.
Understand the mercy
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Repent when
yes.
I know I'm wrong. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know you're wrong.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know
yes.
ourselves better than anybody else.
Yes.
I know when I'm wrong.
Yes.
Tell Jesus, Lord, I'm sorry.
Some
work on my marriage. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He said, repent
Jesus.
And be baptized everybody. In the name of
in
Jesus
the
Christ.
Name of
for the remission.
Right. Yes.
The sinning away of the
yes.
sin.
Yes.
And you share.
Yes.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Just because I just see come about that water, I don't mean I'm saying.
No.
Some people might have received it because they had a mind on it when
right.
they went there.
Right.
But he said, you shall be saved.
Right.
Yeah. He told me Acts 2:21.
Yep.
And he said, this is what he said, it shall come to pass.
Right.
That whosoever, that lets
oh.
you know
yeah.
what they were doing out there.
Right.
Whosoever shall call upon
right.
the name of the Lord.
Shall.
They shall be saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's why we get down here.
That's why,
our pastor admonishes us over
yep.
and over again.
Yep.
When you get to this altar,
yep.
you call that name.
On his name.
Call on him.
Yes.
Because we got to understand it's mercy.
Yeah.
It's mercy
yep.
every day when
yeah.
I'm walking
yep.
and I'm trying to do this.
Right.
And I'm trying to do that.
Right.
And I should be doing right.
Right.
And my mind go to the left.
Yep.
Or something come out my mouth
right.
that shouldn't come out.
Right.
And Jesus, let your heart keep beating.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's mercy.
It's
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why?
Mercy.
Because you deserve hell,
you
fire.
Deserve.
We deserve it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm going to let them live
a
little
while
longer.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to give them time.
Yeah.
But after a while, this door is going to shut.
Yeah.
And they keep praying around.
Jesus,
Hallelujah. I'm
going to
shut them out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you're going to come knock on the door.
Yes,
and he's going to say, no, you can't enter me.
Right.
Depart from me,
yes.
you worker of iniquity. You didn't want to receive my reproof
right.
when I tried to give it
right.
to you.
Yeah.
I tried to stretch out my hand
right.
to you.
Help
and you
me.
Said, oh, no, I don't. Not right
help
now.
Help
not right now, Jesus. And he said, that's why when your calamity
yes.
come on you,
right.
I'm going to laugh
yes.
at you.
Yeah,
right. We may get through some things
yes.
right now.
Right.
We may go through and we may get through some stuff.
Yep.
Oh, I thank Jesus. Hallelujah, but you
coming.
Got there. The day is coming.
Wow, is.
The time is going to come.
Yes.
And the door is going to shut.
That's
you understand?
Right.
And if we
right.
ain't got it right, you're
yep.
going,
yep.
you're going
yep.
the way you're supposed to go.
Right.
Don't be surprised.
Don't
That's
be
why he
surprised.
Said in verse 7, marvel not
yep.
that I say unto you,
you must.
That you must
yep.
be born again. Don't be shocked
yep.
when
yep.
you get in front of me
yep.
and I tell you how far
yep.
you go. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Because why? You didn't receive my mercy.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You didn't appreciate
yes,
what
right.
it is I was trying to
yes,
do for
right.
you when I allowed that stuff to roll out.
Yep.
When I allowed you to be nasty.
Yeah.
When I allowed you to do the little things, the little sneaky things that
yes.
you didn't get. I still went on to let you live. But see, I'm going to call you one day. And see, now
yeah.
I'm going to call
yep.
you.
Yep.
And it says, when you call, you're going to answer.
That's
That's right.
Right.
And you're going to stand in front of
yes.
him. And you're going to give an answer
Jesus.
For everything
right, right,
that you did.
Right, right, right.
Whether it be good or whether
okay.
it's bad.
Yep.
And we're going to give an answer
yep.
for it.
Yep. Yep.
Like you said, this is why we got to understand the mercy.
Yes.
Tell the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
It is
yes.
nothing to play with.
No,
he
is
it
not.
Is not like if you see Pharaoh,
yes.
he gave him an opportunity.
Yes,
right.
He still had Moses stand right before him and said, let
tell
my people go.
Right.
Let
my people.
All he had to do was say, okay.
Yep.
All right, because your God said, I'm
yep.
going to let the people go.
Yep.
No, these are my people.
Yep.
They're going to do what I say
yep.
to them. And the Lord said, all right, well, okay, well, I'm going to harden your heart.
Yep.
I'm going to see what you do now.
Yep.
And he allowed all the plagues come.
Yes,
and now all of that, and at the end, his son died too.
Yes, he
on
did.
Top of that.
Yep.
And then
yep.
you want to say, well, go here.
Yep.
The people can go now.
Yep.
They can go. But then the devil called right back
yeah.
in.
Right.
Let me chase them. Let me. They got away. Wait a minute.
Right
they get in the way.
Yep.
Let me get back behind them again.
Yep.
The this is what we gotta understand. This thing is real.
Yes, it is.
The body is real. Saints, hallelujah. We cannot. I cannot be looking at nobody else. Thank you. I can encourage you to do what you're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, you gotta stand before this God by yourself. You gotta stand there and you're gonna show them give an answer. You are going to give an answer to Jesus for what you did. Why you said, because I was created for his what?
His Lord.
And if I ain't give him no glory, you won't give an answer for that. Why did you do it? Hallelujah. And it would be no coughing, no plea. Not with Jesus. And you're going to tell the truth. You know what I mean? Because the mother says, always says, it's going to be a sad day.
Yes, it is.
And Lord, if I have to stand up there and tell him, oh, she's always going to be a sad day. I'm going to be so pissed for
Jesus.
We don't want to be there because we got the opportunity now. You have the opportunity to change. You have the opportunity to change right now. Hallelujah. All of us. And I'm just talking to the season of the saints too. Even the folks out there, we have an opportunity,
opportunity
to come in here and receive salvation.
Yes, we do.
Like we're supposed to.
Yes,
but it's up to us at the end of the day.
Yes.
I thank the Lord because he gave, you know, he spoke to my mind. He told me, you know, stop looking. I don't understand that. God knows I don't.
Right.
What I see, I don't understand at all. I'm talking about, you know, in my own life with some of the stuff I see in my own, you know, for my family. I don't understand it at all. But I'm not Jesus. And I don't know what's going on behind the door. I don't know what crime's happening. Whatever. But all I know, they wake up another day. And all my prayer is, give them a mind.
Give them a mind.
Give them a mind to be saved before it's everlasting too late, saints. We thank the Lord for the word on this morning. And we really want to make sure, like you said, we be vessels.
In the name of Jesus.
Like you said in that word, he said, I can take from the same lump. That one, we realize, and we look down on other people, we come from the same lump. Lump of clay. He created each and every one of us. He said, don't you know I have the power to make a vessel of honor? As well as a vessel of dishonor. I want to make sure I am a vessel of honor for Jesus Christ. Vessel of honor means I appreciate the mercy. I appreciate the grace. I don't take advantage of Jesus. The vessel of dishonor, I don't appreciate him. And I walk about like it's my thing. And I'm going to do it the way I want to
do it.
People tell you, be saved. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. The Lord know my heart. He know, he does.
He,
he says, above all things, your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know?
He
the only one.
The
He said, I try every, all the rest. And I know every part of you. So like you said, we can try our best thing. But he knows every part of us. And like I said this morning, we know whether or not where we are in Jesus. If Jesus calls me today, can I leave here and know for sure that I'm going to be able to reign with him? If I don't know that for sure, I got work to do. Like I said this morning, if you cannot answer that question clearly with a yes, I know I got a problem. And it's that, like I said, the problem is not just saying yes. The problem is knowing that you know you have a problem. Not just to speak about the saints too.
Yeah.
And we know we don't get be right. You got work. We got to do it. And you got to do it immediately. You got to do it right now.
Jesus.
Because the Lord, he is coming.
And
we want to be ready. Thank you, Jesus. For when he comes, thank you, Jesus, that he's coming. For a church that loves him. And a church that wants to be with him. Like I was saying on yesterday, he wants to look back and be able to say, that's my child. And I find she gives me glory. He gives me glory. When I look at their lives, they give me glory. Hallelujah. And I get happy when I see their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like you said, we're not perfect, no saints. That's not what I'm saying. But don't take that as an excuse to just do whatever you want. We strive toward Jesus. Strive toward perfection. When you hear this word is telling you what to do. Repent. Be baptized in his name. Not the Father. I had one lady tell me, she said, I said, well, how you were baptized? She said, oh, in both. I was like, how is that possible? She said, I went down in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and in Jesus' name. And she said, at the same time, that's what she was saying. Not at one time and over here in Jesus' name. But you said, he said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Jesus. And I was like, okay. Jesus. You know, I don't know with all that. But, yeah, clearly you can see the life was not adding up. But anyway, we want to make sure we do this thing the right
the
way.
The right man. Way. The right
Take
way.
Take advantage of the mercy.
Right way.
Take advantage of his mercy.
Jesus.
He's given it to us because he's the only one that's going to be in the end able to punish us.
Right.
He gives compassion to us. He helps. He tries to help us now.
Yes.
But he's going to shut that door one day.
Yes,
and we got to make sure we're ready when he calls us. Because he's going to call us. That make no mistake.
Yep.
People are leaving here every single day.
Right.
They're leaving and they're leaving. They're leaving. Yep. People say there is no hell. Yes, it is.
Yep.
And the scripture says that every time we open it, hell is enlarging herself. And opening her mouth without measure. But then the scripture says the narrow way. How many few are going to be there? They ain't even saying that there's going to be a whole bunch of people going. No, only a few are going to go back with Jesus. And he'd rather have those few because they love him.
Right.
We appreciate him.
That's right.
We want to be obedient.
That's
we want to do his word. We want to reign with him.
Right.
I don't want to be the bride of Jesus.
Yeah.
You talk about a wife. This white today, amen, but we're going to really put on a white.
Right.
You know, so white like you never seen before, glistening like I don't know anything. Like you said, my robe of righteousness, that's what I'm looking forward to. But we thank the Lord, thanks for the word on today.
Yes.
I believe you're turning into the hands of our pastor. Okay, but we thank the Lord, Satan, when you say that we heard the plan of salvation that on today, you know, and if we have not done it that way, and if you have not partaken of the new birth, the way the Lord Jesus Christ has explicitly said it in his word, that we must do, you must call on the name of Jesus. You must go down in his name. You have to repent first before you even begin. Get a mind and say, I don't want to live like this
tonight.
I don't want to do these things anymore in my life.
Right.
And if you have not done that, now is the time for you to come and give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and let Jesus know, I don't want to do this life anymore.
Right.
I want to do it the way you say to it, Jesus.
Right.
I want to be saved.
Jesus.
I want to continue to understand your mercy and your grace.
Right.
So we're offering you the opportunity
right
now that if you have not done that, please
come on
and give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. That he is begging us. He says, come now.
Yes.
Come now. Let us reason together. Says the Lord.
Yes.
That though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Right.
We want the Lord Jesus Christ to do that for us in our lives. Don't let it be said too late, too late.
Right.
Like you said, because he's going to definitely shut the door.
Right.
Yep.
And nobody's going to be able to open it, Once he shut it, it's shut.
That's right.
And no one is going to be able to come in.
Right.
So we offer you the time right now to come and give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Be ready.
Oh, when he comes.
Oh, be ready.
But it still say the same thing when you open it back up again.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Yes.
Be saved.
Yep. Yes.
My name is Jesus.
Yes.
Be obedient.
Be obedient.
Do what I say.
That's right.
All those words every time. They got to say to get up here every Sunday.
Yep.
Every Bible says it says the same thing. Yep. He said, I change now.
Yep.
If he didn't like you back then, he sure don't like you now. Sin back then was sin, and sin is sin now. And he said, you're going to be judged for it. Iniquity is iniquity. Like I said, whosoever was not found. Written in the Lamb, and that's book of life.
Yep.
We're going to be cast into the lake of fire.
You know,
we don't want him to be righteous.
No,
we got to be there. When he opens the book up, I want my name to be there.
Right.
So we thank the Lord for our service on this morning. We ask that you come on down and ask Sister Mitchell that she's anointing everyone. We're going to come on down for prayer at this time in Jesus' name.